It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Friday. So good to have you with us. Just want to remind you, I'll be traveling in just a couple of hours. Flying out of McCarran International Airport, headed to Northern Nevada, where we will be hosting the 5th annual Basque Fry radio coverage. It'll be from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. Our broadcast will. The actual Basque Fry goes from 10 until 2. But I'll be up there. So will Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and thousands of you. Mick Mulvaney, the president's chief of staff. You've got, let's see, who else? You got Corey Lewandowski, Matt and Meredith Schlapp from the CPAC fame. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, it really honestly is. I mean, it's going to be loads of fun. And we'll be broadcasting on many of these Nevada Talk Network stations coming up tomorrow. And the broadcast will be from 11 until 3, okay? And it's going to be a lot of fun. By the way, I understand they are still selling tickets. You can go to morninginnevadapac.org. morninginnevadapac.org. And to get your tickets. Okay, I promised we would talk a lot about what went on last night at the third Democrat debate. This time it was one night, 10 candidates. Beto O'Rourke admitted that it was his aim as president to take your AR-15 away. He said that he'd been to a gun show where actually people came up to him and said, I'll give up my AR-15. Well, I'm going to put that to the test. We've got people all across this state and in the People's Republic of California who own AR-15s. It's one of the most popular weapons sold in gun stores. And the millions of people that have these AR-15s, they don't go around killing people with them. They keep them for personal protection, for hunting. And I guess what I'm going to do next is I'm going to open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out if Beto O'Rourke is right. He claims that there are people out there willing to give up their AR-15s because, essentially, they are weapons of war. Any weapon can be a weapon of war if it's used on a battlefield. But we are going to put this to the test. If you own an AR-15 and Beto O'Rourke becomes president, and all of a sudden he creates this gun buyback program, are you going to be willing to give up your AR-15? I don't think so. I think people are going to think twice before doing this. This isn't just the slippery slope. This is worse than the slippery slope. You know, the NRA and people on the right, they always say, oh, no, gun registration or whatever it might be. Ooh, it's the slippery slope. Well, this is worse than the slippery slope. This is the government actually taking your guns away. The only difference is they're giving you compensation for them. They're giving you $100 or $200 or whatever the going rate is. You tell me. Are you willing to give up your AR-15 in a government buyback program? I don't think America will do it. Are there going to be a few people that say, sure, it doesn't matter, okay, I got a lot of other weapons? But I don't think people are going to willingly give up their AR-15s. I just don't think they're going to do it. Let's go to Sean. Sean, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, so any type of weapon that they go to confiscate can be replicated, or whatever law they write can be, you can modify a weapon to get around the law and end up with what you had in the first place. And the bump stock thing is a perfect example. So they outlaw an automatic trigger system that fires the weapon for you. So somebody modifies a bump stock and creates that same function without it being illegal because there's not a law written specific to it. So the problem is, if you say we're going to take all your AR-15s away, okay, so now I've got a semi-automatic 22. What are you going to do with that? And then you take that away and you say, okay, I got a semi-automatic 9mm or a 45 or handguns or whatever. They can take as many guns away, and the people are just going to continue to manufacture a new thing that gets around the law. So the problem is not, do you want to take it? It's what are we using them for in the first place? I have mine for one reason, because if the government gets out of control, I want to be able to dictate my own future. That's it, period. So I don't have it for hunting. I don't have it for home protection. I don't have it to commit a mass shooting. I have it in case somebody like Beto O'Rourke or Hillary Clinton becomes president and they lose their minds and try to take over and do something like overthrow an election, I have the ability to resist. And whether or not we actually pull the trigger anytime, that's fine. We don't need to pull the trigger.
You hope you'll never have to do it. But if you need it, it is your insurance policy against people like Beto O'Rourke or Hillary Clinton.
Okay, so there's a reason why Chicago, Detroit, Los Angeles, D.C. have high property crime and high violent crime rates, because the criminals know that the people that would resist can't resist because they're unarmed. You don't have that in Lexington, Kentucky, Dallas, Texas. You don't have them in those places because the criminals know that people shoot back. And the government is in the same situation. They have not overrun us with their legislation and forced us into socialism because they know we possibly could resist. So there's never going to need to be a first shot fired. They know that we can resist them. That's the reason why the Japanese didn't attack on American soil. It's just a known thing that there's a gun in every household or multiple guns. So they don't attack, and that's what keeps them in check. That was the intent of the Second Amendment.
Sean, I am so glad you led off our conversation that way. We're going to find out what you think. Are you the owner of an AR-15? Are you willing to give it up? Beto O'Rourke says many of you are. Even in a gun buyback program, would you give up your AR-15? Let me know. Many of you have probably never called this show. You probably never called any call-in talk show. Well, we're going to be first on your list. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Wall Radio, at Kevin Wall Radio. And you want to follow me on Twitter, that would be spectacular. We're going to take a quick break. Beto O'Rourke, at the debate last night, says he is prepared to buy back your AR-15 and other weapons of war. And Andy says it's his belief that there are people, maybe like you, who would be willing to give up those weapons to make us safer. Is that true? Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. Your call's coming up next, live and local now.
The best of America isn't inside the Beltway with its marble facades and granite curbs. It's in the drive of Americans who go to work every day and do a job well. The drive of miners, farmers, ranchers, and engineers. The drive of construction and factory workers, hospitality professionals, clerks, chefs, and entrepreneurs. The drive of doctors, nurses, first responders, and soldiers. The jobs that they do rely on drivers, safe and professional truck drivers. Bad roads, bad weather, heavy traffic, and other drivers who care more about their phone than the road ahead. They contend with it all. Moving steel, stone, ore, and raw materials. Moving food and livestock with compassion and care. Medicine, munitions, and everything needed to recover and rebuild after a natural disaster. America's safe and professional truck drivers move over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. To our truck drivers, thank you. Because trucking moves America forward.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's, I'm there, boy, a couple times a week, and I love it. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar. In fact, they have piano bars 6:30 every night, 6:30 till 10:30 every night on East Flamingo at Pecos. Okay, I promised I'd let you hear Beto O'Rourke in his own words when asked the question on this ABC News debate. He was asked about AR-15s in particular and was asked about his government buyback program that he's proposing as a candidate for president. If he becomes president, he says he'll implement it. A government buyback program for certain weapons. This was Beto last night at that ABC News debate.
You know, the critics call this confiscation. Are you proposing taking away their guns, and how would this work?
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield, if the high impact, high velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers. When we see that being used against children, and in Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old girl who was shot by an AR-15. Mm-hmm. And that mother watched her bleed to death over the course of an hour because so many other people were shot by that AR-15 in Odessa and Midland. There weren't enough ambulances to get to them in time. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Congressman, thank you.
And I want to say this. I'm listening to the people of this country. The day after I proposed doing that, I went to a gun show in Conway, Arkansas, to meet with those who are selling AR-15s and AK-47s and those who are buying those weapons. And you might be surprised, there was some common ground there. Folks who said, I would willingly give that up, cut it to pieces. I don't need this weapon to hunt, to defend myself. It is a weapon of war. So let's do the right thing, but let's bring everyone in America into the conversation. Republicans, Democrats, gun owners, and non gun owners alike.
Okay, I'm going to put that to the test. And in particular, to those of you that own AR-15s, he was very specific about the caliber. And I want to find out, are you willing in a gun buyback program to give back your AR-15? Do you think it'll make us safer? Really? Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to your phone call. Let's go to Barry. Barry, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Thank you. There will be, I doubt, a buyback nationwide. He's just spouting off and talking for votes, and he's not going to get them. The reason that the AR is so popular is that for the last 40 years, many of our military have been trained on the AR-16 and the 15. Somewhat similar to it. So a lot of people are familiar with it. But because of that Second Amendment, that's why the majority of people have an AR-15. Very few are used for hunting. There are some cases where they do. But to say you're going to take them back, never going to happen. There's too many pro-Second Amendment people, and that's why the Second Amendment was written, for comments like he's making.
Are you saying he's embellishing? Do you believe there are people at a gun show that would say, fine, if you want to, you know, if it's going to make us safer, I'll give back my AR-15. Do you believe there are people like that out there at gun shows?
Absolutely not. I've done gun shows for years, and there's not people who are going to run up to him and say, hey, I believe in what you're saying. I'm going to give back mine or sell mine or whatever. They're buying them for a specific purpose, and it's not going to happen, and there's not people like that.
Okay. Thanks, Barry. No. In fact, I agree with Barry. I don't think those people are out there, especially at a gun show. People that hang out at gun shows, they're not going to be the people say, sure, take my guns back. I just don't think that's true. Jason, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
So I wanted to ask you real quick, who do you think manufactures most of these guns? Which country?
I was going to say Germany or someplace like that, but who is it?
I was going to say the manufacturing is probably coming from China. I mean, more than likely. You don't think that China would probably see a black market opportunity here?
First of all, there already is a black market. And you talk to bad people, you talk to cops, you talk to bad people, and they'll tell you where on a given street corner you can purchase a weapon, a handgun, a rifle, doesn't matter. Semi-automatic, automatic, doesn't matter. Those people are out there right now selling on, if you want to call it a black market.
Well, now you've just increased the opportunity for more money to be made on the black market. And one thing I was going to say is, if the government is going to purchase my AR-15 or so, how much money am I going to get? Am I going to get more money than what I paid for it?
Well,
can I hold out for more money?
Again, this is more a marketing 101 deal. You're going to have to pay people more than face value, are you not?
I'm assuming for people to willingly just give it away and give it back to the government.
Exactly. And that's why I don't think it'll work. Because first of all, I don't think the people are out there that, and maybe I'll be surprised in our next half hour and it'll fill up the lines. It'll all be people saying, I'm willing to give my AR-15 up. I don't think that's true. I think that is a bold-faced lie. And it's something that you do out on the campaign trail, but once you get, into the doing, as they say, the doing, all of a sudden you're going to find out that that's not true. Is it going to be?
Well, this is the problem.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say, I mean, this is the problem with many leftists and everything. They think like children. This is the type of thinking where, if I was 9, yeah, this would be logical to me. And this is where, I get frustrated with these type of people.
I'm with you. Jason, I'm glad you called. We're going to find out if there are more of you out there. Are you willing to give up? Beto O'Rourke says you're willing to give up your AR-15. I'm going to find out right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now. Coming up in just a matter of minutes, the moment everybody's been talking about today, where Julian Castro, the former HUD secretary, takes on the former vice president, talking about his memory or lack of same. Let's get to your phone calls, though. Again, we are testing the Beto O'Rourke theory that there are people out there willing to allow the government to buy back their AR-15s, which happens to be one of the most popular weapons out there. A lot of you own AR-15s, I'll bet. Beto O'Rourke says he thinks there are a lot of you out there that are willing to give them up. Government wants to buy them back, that's fine. Thank you. No problem. I'll be honest with you. I don't think those people are out there. But hey, I've got 8 lines right now that we're going to clear out, and we're going to give everybody an equal shot at this. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're up, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead. Are you an AR-15 owner, by the way?
I don't have what's called an AR-15, but I have the identical platform to an AR-15. The AR-15 is a brand, and a lot of people don't realize that. But anyway, it's a platform. The next thing they're going to do is semi-automatics in that platform, and then center fire semi-automatic rifles. That includes your Ruger Mini 14, the 10/22, whatever. Any semi-automatic rifle that can accept the magazine, they're gonna take that away, and then they're gonna take away the same platform in a rimfire, and they're gonna in the same time they're gonna take away your semi-automatic pistols. So it's never ending, and no, I for one will not give it up.
Let me ask you.
And then they're gonna
take away your semi-automatic shotgun. Hey Jim.
Sorry.
My producer tells me you are calling from the People's Republic of California, where the gun laws are pretty strict, I understand. Is that a safe assumption?
Yeah, right now. Yeah, and California has some of the worst ones. In fact, I'm ready to build a platform based on a rim fire rather than a center fire. That's a loophole. There's rim fires that are more powerful than the 5.56, 223. So, but they're gonna take them all away or try to, and they're gonna get them, but the lead's gonna go first.
There you go. Ain't that the truth? Go to Alex. Alex, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning. I need to say something. As a Hispanic that was not born in the United States, this Beto O'Rourke disgusts me. Those of you who think that the ARs, I personally have an AK-47. People argue with me all day long. Why do I want one? Why do I need one? You know what? Everybody in Venezuela, in Cuba, and including Mexico, look what's going on in Mexico. People wish they had AK-47s, AR-15s. They couldn't even imagine their countries were going to become like they are. And those of you who think the United States is not capable of becoming a third world country, remember what's coming over here. Remember the politics. Remember the socialism that's changing this country. Many, many years ago, I was still a young man, I remember people would talk about silly things like, two men getting married, abortions in the ninth month. And guess what the response was from most people? That will never happen. The never will happen has happened. So those of you who think that the United States can never change, you're out of your mind. As far as the AR-15, the AK-47s, why I know they're after that, and why they're not only going to stop at that, is because the gentleman that you just spoke to from California knows very well that to get a CCW, it's almost impossible. You have to have connections. So that tells me that the leftist, socialist, or whatever you want to call them in California, they do not want you to have a pistol, not even a revolver. You cannot get a CCW. You cannot carry one in your car to defend yourself. When you leave your house, that's the only safe place on the planet Earth. It's your house. After, when you leave that front door and walk out into the street, you're prey to anything. So they don't want you to have guns. They don't want you to have guns. Please understand Democrats and people that don't believe in guns. They do not want you to be able to defend yourself. It's not going to stop. Remember California. It's here. It's happening now.
Yeah, I know. Alex, thank you, man. I'm going to go back to cut six because I want to make sure everybody and their brother hears this. This is Beto O'Rourke last night, Houston, Texas, and I want you to hear this in its entirety, his explanation of his gun buyback program that is essentially confiscation. Here it is.
You know, the critics call this confiscation. Are you proposing taking away their guns, and how would this work?
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield, if the high impact, high velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers. When we see that being used against children, and in Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old girl who was shot by an AR-15. Mm-hmm. And that mother watched her bleed to death over the course of an hour because so many other people were shot by that AR-15 in Odessa and Midland. There weren't enough ambulances to get to them in time. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Congressman, thank you.
And I want to say this. I'm listening to the people of this country. The day after I proposed doing that, I went to a gun show in Conway, Arkansas, to meet with those who are selling AR-15s and AK-47s and those who are buying those weapons. And you might be surprised, there was some common ground there. Folks who said, I would willingly give that up, cut it to pieces. I don't need this weapon to hunt, to defend myself. It is a weapon of war. So let's do the right thing, but let's bring everyone in America into the conversation, Republicans, Democrats, gun owners, and non-gun owners alike.
That's what Beto O'Rourke said. And we are putting that to the challenge now. I'm still looking for somebody that's willing to sell back their AR-15 or their AK-47 and essentially give it back to the government or sell it back to the government. Make some money. Maybe retail plus 10%. Mark it up. If they paid you $10 more than what you paid for your weapon, how about $100 more than what they paid, what you originally paid for the weapon? Let me know. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. Back in the 80s and stuff, it was kind of funny because they were dumping the AK-47s onto the U.S. market. And you could go up for about $300 and get yourself a nice AK-47. So you're telling me now the government would come back and say, I'm going to give you $350 for your AK? Not a chance in hell. And Beto, he's off his rocker. It's not going to happen. And they did the ban in the 90s or whatever, when they did that ban the first time on everything. And all they did... And what's going to happen with, if they get anything passed here, what's going to get passed is they're going to restrict the magazine capacity, and that's about the only thing.
No, the other thing they can do, and I think they will do it eventually, is tax ammo exorbitantly. I mean, ridiculously.
Well, they did that last time. Obama did that last time. Yep. They had the federal government buy billions and billions of rounds.
No. Are you talking about when we found out the Postal Service was buying all kinds of weapons and ammo?
They were stockpiling all the ammo so that people couldn't even get it. Remember that? And then the thing is, too, about what they're going to go with, what they did last time, too, is like, it's funny because all these cops out there, they all use a Glock. A Glock today comes in several different calibers. There's 10 different calibers. Same with the AR platform. They're all different calibers. And along, you know, you can get a 50-round magazine for your Glock pistol. Do they know that?
Well,
I don't think most people know that.
That will be next. I think size of magazine is going to be something that's going to be discussed. Now whether they're the votes in Congress to do it, I don't know. But I think magazine size is going to be it's going to be an issue.
And another thing too is like when people always had these magazines in the old days. What if you like to go out and shoot your rifle like I did? We used to, who wants to keep reloading a 5-round magazine all day long when you can load 50 at one time? So there's a lot of people that are shooters that respect the gun and they like to go out and shoot in target practice. And these wacko libtards, they're mad because they say entertainment of the use of a firearm was never in the Constitution. I don't think so.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. We got these presidential wannabes going all over the country talking about this. You had Beto O'Rourke last night talking about this and openly saying, yes, we're gonna confiscate your AR-15s and your AK-47s by brand. We're going to take a break. You want to join us? We are trying to find out if what Beto O'Rourke said is true, that there is, as he said, common ground with a lot of AR-15 owners. When he went to a gun show in Conway, Arkansas. Remember that? And he said, people said, I'll give up my AK-47 or my AR-15 if it'll make us safer. Beto O'Rourke wants to do a gun buyback program. And he says, essentially, it is tantamount to confiscation. At least he's willing to admit it. Also, the moment everybody's been talking about, the president and Julian Castro. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Join Nevada Policy and the founder of Prager University, Dennis Prager, in Las Vegas on September 17th. I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy. Dennis Prager is a best-selling author, radio host, and founder of Prager University, and he'll be the keynote speaker for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner, The Spirit of Las Vegas, on September 17th at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas. PragerU is an online university that promotes the concepts of free markets, individual rights, and American values. With over 1 billion views on YouTube every year, PragerU teaches viewers how free markets, capitalism, and America has enriched everyone's life. So don't miss this evening with Dennis Prager as Nevada Policy celebrates 28 years of working to keep Nevada free and prosperous. Visit nevadapolicy.org/event now to reserve your seat. We'll see you on September 17th for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner. That's nevadapolicy.org/event.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
The best of America isn't inside the Beltway with its marble facades and granite curbs. It's in the drive of Americans who go to work every day and do a job well. The drive of miners, farmers, ranchers, and engineers. The drive of construction and factory workers, hospitality professionals, clerks, chefs, and entrepreneurs. The drive of doctors, nurses, first responders, and soldiers. The jobs that they do rely on drivers, safe and professional truck drivers. Bad roads, bad weather, heavy traffic, and other drivers who care more about their phone than the road ahead. They contend with it all. Moving steel, stone, ore, and raw materials. Moving food and livestock with compassion and care. Medicine, munitions, and everything needed to recover and rebuild after a natural disaster. America's safe and professional truck drivers move over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. To our truck drivers, thank you. Because trucking moves America forward.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Your radio program of record all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. I'll be flying up to northern Nevada this afternoon, staying at the Carson Nugget in beautiful downtown Carson City, getting ready for the fifth annual Bass Fry. We'll be broadcasting live from 11 until 3. The Bass Fry actually runs from 10 until noon. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 11 o'clock until 3 p.m. I want you to hear, it's what everybody is talking about. By the way, if you are holding, we'll get to your calls. If you want to join us, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want you to hear Julian Castro attacking Joe Biden's memory. Also on this piece of tape is Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar, kind of stunned by a candidate going after a former vice president of the United States. Listen to this.
I want every single American family to have a strong Medicare plan available. If they choose to hold on to strong, solid private health insurance, I believe they should be able to do that. But the difference between what I support and what you support, Vice President Biden, is that you require them to opt in. And I would not require them to opt in. They would automatically be enrolled. They wouldn't have to buy in. That's a big difference because Barack Obama's vision was not to leave 10 million people uncovered. He wanted every single person in this country covered. My plan would do that. Your plan would
not. They do not have to buy in. They do not have to buy in.
You just said that. You just said that 2 minutes ago. You just said 2 minutes ago that they would have to buy in. You said they would have to buy in.
To buy in. If she qualifies for Medicaid,
are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Be in for it.
Are you forgetting already what you said just 2 minutes ago? I mean, I can't believe that you said 2 minutes ago that they had to buy in, and now you're saying they don't have to buy. You're forgetting that.
I said anyone like your grandmother who has no money.
We need a healthcare system
that automatically
enrolls people regardless of whether they choose to opt in or not. If you lose your job, for instance, his healthcare plan would not automatically enroll you. You would have to opt in. My healthcare plan would. That's a big difference. I'm fulfilling the legacy of Barack Obama. And you're not.
I'll be surprised to him.
Andrew Yang.
This is why presidential debates are becoming unwatchable.
This reminds
everybody of what they cannot stand about Washington. Scoring points against each other, poking at each other, and telling each other that you're my plan, your plan. Look, we all
That's called a Democratic primary election. That's called an election. That's an election. You know, this is what we're here for. It's an election.
Yeah, but a house divided cannot stand.
Wow. It got a little out of hand, if you know what I mean. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Back to your phone calls we go. Let's begin with Harry. Harry is calling from Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Good morning, Harry.
Your first caller hit the nail on the head why we need these arms, okay? It's not against protection, self-protection, to protect our homes. It was to protect us from government tyranny. And by the way, do you recall the Bundy incident?
I sure do.
Okay, when all those AR-15s got pointed back at the government, that's when they backed down.
That's true.
Secondly, you had a caller that called and said that these liberal socialist communist Democrats act like children and think like children. That is exactly true. Winston Churchill said that. And this quote from Winston Churchill really pertains to what that gentleman said, the caller, that when you're young, if you don't have a heart, you're not liberal. When you get older, if you're not conservative, you don't have a brain. And that's what we got going on with these socialist communist Democrats, basically.
I'm so glad you called, and I thank you. Nice, right. Ray, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hi, KW.
What's going on?
Hey, I just want to check in with you this morning and let you know the socialists have convinced me to buy the assault weapon. I'm thinking about getting two of them, one for my wife, one for myself, the AR-15s. And again, as the other gentleman said, it's to protect us from the government.
No, it's right.
If they want to ban them.
Next week,
I want them. If they want to ban them, I want them.
Next week, we're going to talk with gun dealers in Southern Nevada and find out what's happening. If people really are taking Beto O'Rourke seriously, that if he wins the presidency, there will be a gun buyback program, which he admits is gun confiscation. At least he's honest enough to say it. Let me just ask you, though. So you say you will go out and buy not one, but two AR-15s.
Absolutely. And I'm thinking the 30-round magazines, I heard they make 100-round magazines. All I own right now is a 38, snub-nose 38, protection.
That's not a lot.
I'm getting really concerned about what...
That's not a lot of firepower. No.
No, sir.
Well, then you got to do what you got to do. If the bad guys or your government is going to have firepower, then it's like cop shops. It's what the cops do when they find out that the perps are getting semi-automatic weapons and automatic weapons. Then the cops have to have the same thing. They got to have at least equal or hopefully superior firepower. And that's one of the problems. Coming up, Rico Aller. He is a proud gun owner. We'll see if he's willing to allow for a government buyback program, which essentially is confiscation. This is unbelievable. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. It is so good to have you with us. It is the best day of the week. It's Friday. It is Wall... No, I'm serious. We'll have a wall-to-wall free-for-all coming up a half hour from now as we continue live and local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.